Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Nice. Thanks.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Well, I'm Andrew from ActiveChat.ai, and we help companies talk to their customers.
Okay. And how do you do that? I'm assuming with some AI.
Yeah, definitely. We're having conversation with you, and people love to have conversations, I suppose. But when someone comes to an online store or website, there is no one to welcome him, to make him feel cared for, and
sure.
So on. So we provide a solution, chatbots, conversational agents that are using AI to understand what customers want and to help them and not make them wait for human support representatives.
Okay.
So trying to bring some of that brick and mortar personal experience
exactly.
to yeah. the internet.
Yeah. Exactly. When you enter a website, it's like a brick and mortar store with no one in it, with no
uh-huh.
salesperson. And
right.
we make it live. We put virtual salespersons there.
Okay. Because, yeah, it always feels a little bit like you've broken into the store.
Yeah.
and you're looking around and there's nobody there.
Yeah,
and it's always a strange feeling.
That's exactly, and that's what we want to fix.
Okay. So is this like a plug-in that you put into your site? Is it more integrated than that? How does it work?
That's actually a do-it-yourself solution.
Okay.
Customers come to our platform, and they can build an agent or chatbot from a set of predefined skills. Like helping with customer service, helping with ordering, helping with product inventories, searching for products, and so on. And this can then be customized with specific conversations, like with style, with wording, and so on.
Okay. So I go in and I say, I need the ability to do X.
Mm-hmm.
And so it builds around that concept. And then from there, I'm able to make customizations maybe to my particular corporate vernacular.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a
okay.
set of skills, and you define what kind of skills you would like your agent to have.
Okay.
And then you say, okay, these skills should have this conversation, and these skills should have this conversation. And then you just set it live.
Okay.
What kind of skills does that look like? Can you give us an example?
A simple skill, make an appointment.
Okay.
Another simple skill, show me your product categories.
Okay.
Another simple skill, make me an order. Another simple skill, where is my order, when do
okay.
you deliver, and so on.
Okay. So I can go in there and say, where is my order?
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't received my package.
Yeah, exactly.
And, which is more likely what somebody's going to say. I haven't gotten my package, and that will, within the chat structure
will
take you to
skill.
Yeah, will take you to a particular skill,
exactly.
In which case you have been able to customize the type of conversation.
Exactly.
Because we only ship with DHL, mm-hmm. and so all of that can be customized down the DHL
exactly.
route.
Exactly, and you can plug it into a DHL backend and have your bot immediately serving with your tracking number and delivery time and so on.
Okay, fantastic. So from there, they can say, well, do you have your DHL way slip or whatever DHL calls it? And so you put in the number,
mm-hmm.
and then it can say, oh, well, DHL says your package is...
You grab it right.
Got it. And the other skills were like making an appointment and stuff like that.
Well, this is like service skills, and we're mostly conversational-oriented. For example, one of our customers uses the platform for voice-oriented product search. This is a wholesale company from Argentina. They have 10,000 of items in their inventory.
Ooh.
And it was very difficult for their customers to find exactly what they're looking for on the website.
Okay.
And now they can come to the website and just tell in a plain voice, okay, I want, I don't know, for example, I want rolling papers for cigarettes, this size, this brand, and so on. It's immediately in their shopping cart.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
Okay,
yeah.
So you've got the simple everyday skills.
Yeah.
And then way more complicated and interesting type skills.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we,
that's way more interesting.
And actually, that's what we are trying to achieve. We want to build a community of people who know how to use the tool, how to use the platform, and help companies build these conversations.
Okay.
Because we're not focused on chatbots. We're focused on actual conversations that these chatbots do. I think that's this is what matters most.
Okay. And so the whole idea is to be able to interact with this thing naturally.
Yeah.
And to be able to accomplish some simple, but certainly more complicated things, but in a natural interaction.
Well,
as if you're talking to a person. Way more personal than...
Exactly. Currently, mostly it is like support queries when you come to a website. It's focused on support tickets.
Uh-huh.
It's like you open ticket, then someone is closing ticket, and so on. And we believe that friends don't need support tickets to help friends. And we want companies to be friends with their customers. So that's what we're trying to do.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Because in the lead up to Collision, we sent out a lot of invitations. Mm-hmm. And not every website had contact information mm-hmm. on the site. And so the only thing you can do is interact with that little bubble in the corner.
Yeah.
And we all know what that does. That opens a support ticket that may or may not be responded to
exactly.
at some point down the line.
Exactly. And we want websites to be able to talk with the talks.
Okay. That all makes sense. So where did this come from for you? Why did you decide to work on this project?
Actually, it comes from my previous background. I was working as a digital marketer, and I was doing all that kind of stuff, remarketing, mail campaigns, and so on.
Okay.
Then we started moving to messengers as a more convenient media for conversations.
Sure.
And then we started building these bots for our customers. And then we noticed that there is no single platform that can achieve what we would like to, like this natural conversation, natural support, some human touch, and so on. So we decided to build it ourselves.
You know, we've got a bit of a saying in our group.
Yep.
Good ideas come from things that suck. And so
you did just that.
There was a personal pain point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, exactly.
There was no solution, so you made it.
And it looks like people love what we do. We launched on AppSumo, and we become number one software in AppSumo history. It's more than $500,000 in sales in just 2 weeks. So it looks like we have something here.
I'm sorry. I'm going to need you to say that again.
We launched on AppSumo in January 2019.
Okay.
And we made $510,000 in sales in 2 weeks, becoming number one software sale in the history of AppSumo.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I knew I had seen your logo before when I sent the invitation.
You definitely had.
And that's why, because I can't tell you how often I interact with AppSumo stuff.
Yeah. Actually, they are building their own chatbot now based on our platform.
Hey.
Great. That's fantastic. And so... obviously, if you've been on AppSumo, that means you're functional.
Yeah.
And fully out in the wild. So as a beta, what are you hoping to get out of Collision this week?
Well, we're speaking to some investors, definitely. Okay. And but this is not the primary point for us. We want to get some enterprise customers. We want to build some use cases. For big companies,
okay.
And that's what we are looking for here.
Okay. Well, there's a number of big. There's a number of big partners here. I believe there's a very distinct pink logo right behind us.
My next meeting is with Air Canada. Airbnb,
okay.
They are doing their own solution for conversationals.
Okay.
Maybe in 2 years we talk again. Yeah, but for Air Canada, do you fly with Air Canada?
That's how we got here.
Yeah, that's how we got here.
Do you like everything that happens with you on your journey? Like being taken care of and so on?
Eh.
Could something be better?
Probably, yeah.
Probably several somethings.
And KLM has a great experience with their chatbot, their virtual assistant, helping people to get tickets, to make their check-ins, to find exits, to fight with these delays and so on.
Okay.
And that was a great experience for them.
Very cool. So you're here looking for some
big deals.
You're looking for the whales.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Have you? You said you've got a meeting coming up.
With Air Canada.
With Air Canada. Perfect.
Nice.
Yeah. So you've got a conversation with a whale coming up. That's good.
Hopefully.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And you know, I love that you were AppSumo featured, because it's a great way to get your name out early.
We have just started. We are like half a year old only.
Okay.
We are working on the product for 1 year, and we have just launched officially with AppSumo. So it's
That's
a big
cool.
success for us, definitely.
That's really cool.
We can see that people need what we do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, if people want to find out more about the platform and possibly sign up for an account, how can they do that?
Just visit activechat.ai, and you have a free trial, and I can give you a QR code that you can share with your subscribers, with your audience, to get 3 months free, for free.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Definitely leave that with the control room. We will we'll definitely share that.
Sure. It's on the back of the promotion material that I gave.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, too. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, right back at you, and hopefully you'll have a great collision. And good luck with your next meeting.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one.